Hello, everyone. Today I wanted to talk about a parable about how to turn away from your problems and turn toward the solution. You know, there's an interesting story in the Bible, and the same type of story is found in other Far Eastern religions and Mideastern religions and some of the lore from other cultures around the world. But to me, it's a great story about how, when you're faced with extreme difficulties, how to have faith and overcome. It's an interesting story. And in the Bible, it's Daniel and the lion's den. And of course, the story starts with that Daniel is a man of faith. He believes. And he's surrounded by great trouble. Let's just say that. I'm paraphrasing the parable. But, and he's captured and his faith is tested. That's what the story is about. It also is facing your troubles. And when your faith is tested is when you're facing problems. I mean, everybody has great faith when things are going right, when you get the right job, your relationship's going good, the money's in the bank, then you can have all the faith in the world. Is your faith strong when, you know, clients aren't calling, when the phone's not ringing, there's bills overdue, there's issues in the family, then do you have faith, you know? So what this story is, you know, when Daniel's really tested, and his faith is put on trial, he's put into the lion's den. And the lions, of course, has devoured all the other people put in before. And in this story, of course, it's Christians. And so what happens is, you know, he's in there and the lions are in front of him. And his faith, he prays, and his faith drives him to turn away from the lions, to turn his back on the lions and look for salvation or the light. And what's interesting, he says, once he turns and he looks toward the light and he has faith, to me, this is what the story's about, the lions go to sleep. Now, what's interesting about that parable, it never says the lions go away. It never says the lions die. It never said anything. It says they go to sleep. Now, how many times in our lives is when we're tested by these problems, these lions in front of us, if you attack them, they will kill you. How many times when we battle our problems face on, they seem to destroy us? And this is true, again, whether it's a work issue, a relationship issue, an addiction issue, whatever it is, sometimes we say it's a struggle, so you're struggling with it. Well, what's that tell your mind? It's a struggle. Well, the thing about faith is turn your back on it and look toward the solution, whatever that solution is. Then it's not that the problems ever go away. And to me, the key to the story is the problems didn't go away. They weren't miraculously solved. The lions weren't destroyed. They went to sleep. They were behind him, asleep. Now, when you think about that, and in the other parables, similar, you know, they're still there. You know, if you turn around and you rouse them and you poke them, they're going to jump up, and then the fight starts again. Of course, I use this a lot in the addiction world. When you turn your back on it and you're going toward the solution, whether that's sobriety or, you know, sobriety and being clean and sober in the addiction world, well, it doesn't mean the problems still aren't there. It's just they're behind you. You know, if you turn and fight them again, they may reignite. And guess what? They may be stronger because they rested. And I use that analogy in a lot of other things, right? I mean, you know, when you're having issues with anything, if you turn your faith toward the solution and you take active steps toward the solution, knowing that those problems are still there, they may never go away, they may never be destroyed, but it gives you the drive, the impetus to move forward. And that is one of the great parables of faith. You know, it's having it when the times are the toughest. So, you know, when the, again, like I say, in my business world, it's happened where the phone's not ringing, times are tough. What do you do? Do you have faith? Do you do the next right thing? Make a phone call, reach out, do what you need to do, and keep going forward. That is one of the keys. And one of the gifts we've been given with our skill set, at least in my estimation, and something I've added to all my trainings now, the basic at a very base level and the master, a very master level. In fact, this year I'm releasing it in the new 2018 basic NLP, a version of it for the base level, and then a more advanced level for the masters, which is, you know, the questions you ask yourself focuses your attention. Again, you know, if you're facing the problems and you're facing them head on, sometimes people, you got to face your problems. Yes, you do. You have to see that they're there. But if all you do is look at your problems, you'll never see the solution because sometimes they're like those lions. They're terrifying. They're right in front of you. The things that could happen is scary. So you're facing it, yes, but then it ends up destroying you. You can't do anything. So if you need to place your attention where it is, well, that's easier said, like turn toward your faith. That's easier said than done. That's one of the things. Oh, it's a great parable. You might hear it in a religious preaching or a motivational speech. Yes, yes. And then you go away. But how? One of the big problems that people have with motivational speakers is they'll give you a nice parable like that. They'll give you a good motivational thing, but they don't tell you how to do it. Well, one of the things we know with how your mind actually works is if you ask certain questions, it focuses your brain. Of course, if you're always looking at the problem, you're fighting the lion and you're asking, oh my God, how's this lion going to kill me? You know, how's this business slump going to kill me? How's this relationship issue going to break up me? Break my heart? How's this going to happen? Well, you know, and then you're only focused on that. It's the way your brain works. But your brain has to answer a question that you ask it. If you ask a question like, how can I turn away from my problems and focus on the solution? How can I live in the solution today? It's one of the things we talk about in the addiction world that transferred. One of the things that saved my life, I don't even want to say how many decades ago, but, way over three, that, you know, it's live in the solution, not the problem. So it's not that the problem's there. I acknowledge it. It's there. I can face it. But then I ask myself, how can I look for the solution in this problem? How can I overlook this problem? You know, so the lions are there. I'm looking beyond them. How can I get there? Whatever it is. And then it's not that the problems go away. They're still there. It's just that you're not feeding them. And how many of our problems, a lot of times, whether it's a relationship issue or a business issue or financial issue, we're feeding the problem because we're constantly aggravating it. We're poking it constantly. We're thinking more and more about it, and it grows bigger and bigger in our mind. And of course, I think the law of attraction then is, of course, then it is growing bigger, and it's gonna envelop you. You know, so if you ask yourself better questions, how can I look at the solution? How can I overcome this problem? What can I do to get to the solution even faster? Your brain begins to look for the solution, and it begins to go there, right? And then once you're doing that, then you can use a hypnosis technique or an NLP technique or something like that. It moves you out of that absolutely terrifying state of being in your reptilian brain where you're almost paralyzed by fear because that lion is staring you down. You know, there's live gunfire coming at you. When that happens, you have a tendency to freeze. So sometimes, you know, we have to learn this. And the first thing is maybe in the midst of it. In the midst of a problem, this is what I'm saying, in the midst of a problem, you look at it, you acknowledge it, and then you have the faith to ask, how can I overcome this? How can I easily and effortlessly find the solution for this and everyone else? Whatever that is, but ask yourself the questions that will get you to be more motivated, that will get you to the solution. Again, it's not that the problems aren't there, it's how can I enjoy my life in spite of these lions, right? How can I enjoy my life in spite of these? Then your life begins to change. Your life, your focus begins to change. You begin to have different outlooks, attitudes, and focus. And again, it's the way your brain goes, because the second thing that goes with it, when you ask yourself certain questions, it focuses your reticular activating system. It actually focuses your brain mechanisms to find things in the real world. I've been saying lately, I've been noticing Corvettes everywhere I look. Interesting. But, you know, somehow I've told my mind that's important to me, it will find it. So when you're in a problem, if you're asking yourself, how can I overcome it? How can I do this? Then it also opens you up that then when you're getting answers and things are happening in your life, you can step back and say, what's the meaning of this? What value am I placing on it? So when you look at the value that you place on it or the meaning you place on it, then you realize, you know, is this really this huge lion that's about to devour me? You know, or is it a house cat that's bothering me that I'm making into a lion in my head? Thus the phrase, you know, mountain out of a molehill. I think we do that. So again, it's the meaning you place on anything. And I always use the example, is your birthday a special day? Or or just another day. For some of it, it's another day. You don't think anything of it. Some people, it's a big event. It's something that's very important. And that's fine. And you choose the meaning. We forget that. We choose the meaning. Nothing is neither good nor bad, but thinking makes it so. That's Shakespeare. And so, but if you're locked in the problem, you can't do that because you're placing all the meaning and all your emotion on that. Something about asking the right question, again, focus your attention, pulls you out. It pulls you out of first level thought. The other thing I'm teaching in the new NLP is, you know, your levels of thought, your first level of thought, you're in the experience. Second level, you're thinking about the experience. And the third level of thought, you know, one is the triune brain, or it's part of the triune brain. One is reptilian, one is mammalian, one is primate. So the first level of thought is you're in the experience. And when you're in the experience, you can think of nothing else. You're fighting a lion. That's all that's on your mind. Second level of thought, you're thinking about fighting the lion. What can I do? How can I escape this? You know, what's the solution? And that focuses your attention elsewhere, right? Then you can pull back and go, what does this mean? What does this problem in my life really mean? What am I focusing on? Is it that important? You know, is it that important? Whatever it is, this job, this career, this relationship with whatever it is. And then you're in the highest level of thought. And when you're in that level of thought, it can change the experience. And these kind of stuff I'm teaching in the new stuff, but it's something to think about. And that's a parable, and it breaks down how the parable works, but gives you the mechanism actually in the hardware of your mind about how it works. So that's my thing today. So when you're faced with a problem, and we all have problems, we have relationship problems, money problems, business problems, whatever it is, you know, you're facing the lion and you're in the lion's den. When you're in it, you're in its den. How do you get out of its den? Well, first of all, you got to turn toward whatever you have faith in and say, and that to me is your subconscious mind. And by asking the question, how can I overcome this? And then you're turning away from it. Well, when your attention's not there, where your attention goes, your energy flows, your energy's not there. It's not that it dies, as the parable says, it goes to sleep. Let the problems go to sleep. You know, worry about it tomorrow. One person used to say, you know, if you could remember your biggest, hugest problem from 18 months ago, you know, probably not. You know, unless you've had a major like health challenge or something in the family. Many of us, our biggest problems right now is like, oh yeah, there was that, right? You know, scheduling to get the bed liner in my new truck. Right? Oh yeah, that's really, as we used to say, a Cadillac problem. So whatever it is, and again, use the mechanism of your mind by turning toward your faith that pulls you out and asking a different question. Now you're out of the experience, you're out of the first level mind. Now you're in the second level of thought. You're asking, how can I find a solution? How can I overcome this? How can I use this to my advantage? And then the third level, you can go all the way back and go, what does this mean? You know, why am I placing so much meaning, so much value on whatever this is? If it has that much meaning, then I'll work even harder. Next time I'm going to do one of these blasts for my podcast and my video cast on, you know, when you look at your successes in your past, you had a certain structure of value and meaning that gave you the impetus to take the actions that you want. I'm going to break that down in the next podcast. So I'd like to thank you, but again, face the problem, but then turn from it. Look at your solution. Ask, which pulls you out. Second level thought, how can I solve this? How can I go beyond this? How can I use this to my advantage? And then third level, go all the way back and think, what does this really mean? Is it that important? If it is, then you'll do some things. We'll talk about that next time. So that's my little podcast for now. I just was thinking about this and I wanted to share it with the world. I love this stuff. So until next time, have a great day and I'll see you soon.